Nice to be here, Steve.
Donnie, I opened up by saying, look, I don't have any answers. I don't know. It's 180 of what I thought I was going to see, at least to this point. What do you think so far?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I mean, I do know it's a weird year, and that has to be somewhat considered. I mean, these guys, not to make excuses for them, but they thought they were going to have the best defensive player in the Big Ten, and they don't have him. Thought they were going to have the best running back in the Big Ten, and they don't have him. So it's, you know, it is difficult to sometimes get on mentally when you don't have those guys and you run into some early issues. That said, hey, they didn't play with any kind of passion, in my opinion, and in the opinion of some of the players on Saturday. And look, I can make a case that if they had Micah Parsons, they probably beat Indiana. Probably should have beaten Indiana without him. And Ohio State's a much more talented team. You could write that one off. You can't write off a loss where you were trailing the whole game, just completely outclassed, out-efforted, I guess, by a team you've really handled over the years. So I think these guys have a lot to prove to the fans, to the coaches, to themselves going forward. And honestly, I thought about this morning. If they turn it around and finish, you know, with a decent record out of here, if they win their last six, go finish 5-4, that would be almost more impressive to me than beating Maryland and finishing 7-2. I mean, right. there's no, you know, big, you know, whoop-de-doo with the fans, I don't think. But you know, to finish 6-3, 5-4 at this point, you have to show some heart. You have to show some self-reflection. You have to show that you've got more than just talent. And I think that's the lesson that this team has kind of had to teach itself this year, that you have to get by on more than what you're talking about that you have.
Yeah, because the last time Penn State, I was telling the story earlier, the last time Penn State was 0-3 was 2001. And, of course, remember, Joe went to the Power Eye with Eddie Drummond and so forth. And they came back, and they were a win away from getting to a bowl game. And, of course, we know what happened at Virginia in that particular year. And I was impressed by the way they came back in that particular season. They can still do that, but they're going to have to believe they can do it.
No, absolutely. They have to write their own ship here. And you know, all the players we talked to after the game kind of said the same thing. Look, this, you know, the coaches could put you in a position to succeed, but you have to go out there and execute the play. And that wasn't just Jahan Dotson saying that. It was Clifford. It was Pat Freiermuth. It was Owe. It was all of them. And you know, to a degree, that's right. And like, look, I mean, Franklin's Vanderbilt team started 0-2 in 12, and they came back, and I think they made a bowl game.
They did.
And Penn State in 12 started 0-2 and came back and had one of the all time memorable seasons in the history of the program. So there's no reason these guys can't do it. But I think the troubling thing that we heard, that definitely that I heard after the game, was, you know, so you know, it was all this talk about, you know, we're not playing together. There's distractions. We don't know what they are. I don't know if that's overplayed, underplayed, whatever. But if there's distractions, they got to get rid of them, because you know, you don't want to go a calendar year and struggle to win a game. And they're looking at that if they play the way they did against Maryland the rest of the way.
I mean, look, it has to be – I mean, this is one of those, quote, soul-searching. I mean, Jesse Luchetta said to Jack Ham and me after the game when we had him, and he says, we're going to have those honest conversations, and that's where you are right now. You have to have the honest conversation and realize this is not meant with any malice, but you know, they have to talk it out and then go execute it.
Yeah, and that's what it is. I mean, I think the first couple of games, especially definitely Indiana, it was a couple of plays. I mean, they execute one or two plays and win the game. And who knows how this season goes differently if they win that game, or if that call at the end of the game is correct, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's just a couple of plays here and there. And Ohio State came out, good game plan, took control early. But Ohio State can do that. I mean, it is really tough outside of Parker Washington and Dotson to really find many bright spots out of the Maryland game. I mean, they didn't execute anything, and you know there was. I mean, to me, the offensive game plan was uninspired. A lot of fade passes. You know, they you know it just Clifford wasn't accurate. He wasn't sharp. from the start. And the defense, I mean, they're just not getting to the quarterback. And I get it. Tagovailoa is getting rid of the ball quick, and that's the game plan against Penn State's defense.
Right.
But just that with everything else, you just got to find a way. And these guys aren't finding the way right now. And maybe that changes this week and sets them on the right course. You hope so, but you don't know. And they didn't give you much hope.
All right. What about the – they don't have Journey Brown, as you mentioned, Donnie. And, of course, they don't have Noah Kane either. So it falls to Devin Ford, Keziah Holmes, Kevon Lee. But it's in conjunction with the blocking up front. How much of a problem has it been to call a game as a coordinator because they haven't had the consistent running game, which is the R and RPO?
It's impossible. I mean, Franklin said it after the game. You know, nobody respects the R. If you're not afraid of Penn State running the ball against you, it's game over. Clifford has to do too much. He's not that kind of a quarterback. He's not Justin Fields, and that's not a knock on Clifford. That's just a fact. Where they're asking Clifford to be the running game.
Yeah,
it's not ideal for the kid. And really, it all starts up front, where they were supposed to be really good. I mean, they were supposed to be.
Yeah, that's.
They were supposed to be very experienced, very, very solid, and they're not. They haven't been. And you know, in Indiana, they played to a stalemate, it was troubling because they should be better than Indiana. And what happened against Ohio State could happen against Ohio State, I guess. But you can't get pushed around by Maryland up front, and they got seven sacks. Maryland had one in the first two games. Penn State allowed seven sacks, and I said it on Twitter during the game. You could criticize Clifford all you want, but yes, it's been very difficult to play quarterback in this offense.
Yeah.
And the running game is, you know, look, I saw Keziah Holmes make a guy miss on that 10-yard run in the third quarter on Saturday, and a lot of people were like, "Oh, it might be the first time I've seen a guy make a tackler miss in the open field all year." Yeah. And that might be right, but these guys don't have a whole lot of room to run. And you know, if it's not obvious for the freshman guys, they're just not automatically going to see it. And you could say what you want about Ford. I think everybody thinks he's really gifted, and I do too. But to me, he's a freshman. He didn't play a whole heck of a lot last year. So I think you got to be a little patient with him. You don't have to be patient with the line. You can expect a lot more from those guys, and you're not getting anything. So I think until they play a little bit better, you're not going to have a running game. And if you don't have a running game and your offense is an RPO offense, I just don't know where Kirk Shiroka goes with that.
Yeah, no, it's a tough road. I mean, but here's the other part too, Donnie, that if you can struggle – in a season, but you know, or in a game, let's just take a game, and the defense at some point bails out the offense, or at some point the offense bails out the defense. Right now, nobody's bailing out anybody.
Yeah,
I think that's a big problem for them because they don't right now. There's struggles on both sides where neither can bail the other one out.
Yeah, and like I've said this before, and you know, I've said it to you before. James Franklin will tell you everything you need to know after a game, you know, during the week, whatever. So I kind of went back through his press conference after the game this morning and saw that he said something very similar to that. Like, you know, we're not getting the complimentary football. We're not getting the offense to when the offense makes a play, the defense doesn't go out and do it. So I went and looked. Yeah. Penn State's only been leading for about 10 minutes this year.
And I've talked about that repeatedly, Donnie. I mean, people act like it's simplistic analysis, but it is. Look, you have no idea. When you've done a billion games, you have no idea what the psychology is of playing with a lead versus playing uphill. And they played uphill all year.
Yeah, they're always playing from behind. And to your first point, when they've come back, when the offense has been able to get them back in the game, and they did the first two games, they got the lead back against Indiana,
yep.
And they kind of sort of got within striking distance against Ohio State.
They got down by eight, yep.
Yeah, they're down by eight in the second half, and then, you know, Fields finds Olave for a deep touchdown pass. They don't get the stop they need. And last week they never got it. They're down, you know, let's assume Penn State could run the ball. They're not going to because they're down 28-7.
Yeah, you're throwing the ball 57 times because you're playing from behind.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a big part of it. And you know, Maryland was allowing, I think it was 5.8 yards per rush the first 2 weeks, and they get those gaudy numbers. If you take the sack yardage away, Penn State averaged 5.2 yards per carry. You know, most of that was Clifford. But yeah. they were having success. They just couldn't do it. And there was no call to run the ball because you're so far behind. So, yeah, the defense give up the big touchdown early and the offense didn't respond. And then Maryland has a chance to come back and kind of put the game a little bit out of reach and go run and hide, and they did. But you know that's the thing. When you don't ever have the lead, you can't play the way you want to play. You have to play the way they want you to play.
That's right.
And they're not able to play the way other teams want them to play.
Yeah, what's happening is that you're falling behind and the opposition is dictating the tone of the game. You aren't.
Yes. And when you're playing the teams that they've played, no, Ohio State, again, they're kind of an anomaly.
Sure.
But Maryland and Indiana play they basically run the ball with their passing game. They throw a little short passes. Hopefully their receivers break some big plays, and they did, especially for Maryland. But they're really, you know, it's tough to play that way because it's very difficult to slow that down. You have to get an occasional stop and then outscore them, but they're not, you know, they're playing at a pace they can't play at. They're just playing it that way right now because they have to, and they have to change that up because, you know, they're going to lose every game if they're playing the way the other team wants them to play. They have their, you know, they have to go out, control the ball on offense, quick strikes, big plays. They're not getting any of that.
Yeah, Donnie, what baffles me is I look at it, and I know what I thought about the offensive line going in. I look at it, and I know what I thought about the defense going in. And, I mean, I'm confused. I really, it hasn't played out anywhere near the way I thought it was going to play out. And normally, you know, you feel, you know, you're not going to be right about everything, but normally pretty accurate after all these years about what you think about something, and it hasn't happened yet.
Exactly, yeah. And I know, generally speaking, experience doesn't equal good. But they've been good up front the last couple of years. They've been really good at times, both sides of the ball,
yeah,
up front, on offense and defense. That there was no reason to think that this offensive line was going to come in and struggle the way it has, or that, you know, they weren't going to get to the quarterback with the defensive ends they have. I mean, it's really shocking to me that this has been a complete and utter struggle.
Yeah.
From the beginning, for the two areas where they were supposed to be really good.
Yeah. It's just, it's hard to play that way. I mean, it's, and you know, you look at the opening two drives of each game. Each time they ended up going for it on fourth down, and they've got the personnel to make these plays. And each time didn't, and in each case fell behind 14-0 after they were done. So it begins the snowball. I'm not saying it's wrong to go for it. It's not remotely what I'm saying here. But you think about it, the first drive against Ohio State, yeah, you're moving the ball, boom. And you've got the confidence in your offense to get a fourth and two from your own 45. Doesn't happen. Now you're down 14-0 because you didn't stop them immediately, you know, on that quick change. Same thing against Maryland. You drive down the field. They get to the 7-yard line? You got a fourth down,
yep,
and two? Same thing? All right? You got you're trying to show confidence in your team. Hey, I'm confident. You can do this. Let's knock it home. Right? And then each time didn't, and then each time the other team turned around and scored. You know, you sit back and go, I mean, you've got a coach that's trying to put confidence into his team and tell them that he believes in them, and they're not rewarding themselves.
Yeah, I didn't have an issue. I'm not sure many people did with the fourth downs. I thought they were smart plays, but yeah, exactly. But you gotta, if you don't hit them, the defense has to bail you out.
Yeah,
I mean that's just what it is. I think O'Brien was the first one to talk about kind of complimentary football. Everybody wants to play it, but he was first one, right, I think I heard put it that way. And this isn't This isn't good football, first of all, but it's certainly not complimentary football because, yeah, I mean, it's 7-0. You go for fourth and two against Maryland, you don't get it.
Right.
They still got to go 90 some yards.
Right. Exactly.
You have to be able to prevent them from getting in, on that. It was a nightmare. The defense just has not been good.
In other words, here's the premise: you don't make it. First of all, you're trying to show confidence in your offense. I believe you can make it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what James Franklin tells his offense. Okay, it doesn't work, they don't make it. Well, now you're saying, I'm confident in my defense, so you're going to get a three and out, and, quote, we're going to get the ball back at the 50-yard line. All right, I mean, that would be that. You're trying to express all that as the head coach in your confidence in your team that we believe you can make it work. Oh, by the way, if you don't make it work, that group will make it work. Right, and it's that's the part that's got to be so galling to him that it's that it hasn't worked out that way.
Yeah, and after the game, you know, it's not the coaches; they're putting us in position to succeed. It's us; we're not making the plays. And I think, you know, a lot of situations like that are the thing, because, you know, as a coach, and this is true, you know, for James Franklin as it is for a Little League baseball coach or an NBA coach or anything, you. Coaching is not all about, you know, it's about putting kids in a position where they can get better.
That's right.
And this, you know, it's very easy to look dumb when it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, if he kicks the field goal there, I'm not sure how much it helps them. And if he punts against Ohio State, I'm not sure much sure how much it helps them. But I know it helps them if they make the plays there.
Right.
And, you know, they make the play neither time, and then they're out of the game. And I get it. I get that it looks really, really bad. But that's what coaching is, and that's what complimentary football is. It makes no sense to not give it a shot if your team needs a spark. He's trying to spark them. There's just no fire.
Right. He's telling them, I think you're good enough to make this. Okay. They don't. Well, I made that decision because I think this group's good enough to stop. We're going to get the ball back at the 50-yard line. And in each case, it flat out didn't work. So, of course, then you're obviously wide open to criticism as to, well, why'd you go? Why'd you do this? You know, which I understand, but he's trying to tell them he believes in them.
But, and he should. That's what you should be doing there.
That's
you
right.
You have the personnel. You're the better team. Especially against Maryland, you think you're the better team
at
that point.
So of course you do.
So we'll go pick it up, or we'll stop them. And when nothing happens, I think it says more about the team than it does about the decisions.
Yeah. Donnie, always a pleasure. Appreciate the time very much. Are you traveling this weekend, or are you going to watch from the friendly confines of beautiful Scranton?
I'm going to watch from Scranton. We cannot get on any airplanes, and this is one of those where I think I'd fall asleep halfway into Ohio on this trip.
Okay, I got you. Yeah. Well, we'll be out there for it, but we'll miss you out there.
Yep, I'll be listening.
Thanks, Donnie. Appreciate it. All the critics always listen. No, I'm just kidding, Donnie. I have a little fun with it. Thanks so much.
All right, Steve, we'll see you.